Today, we will read Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 30. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, help us to see in your word what you are saying to us, that it would come alive, that you would use it to teach us, to help us to understand more about who you are and how we should follow you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 30. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God, and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem, and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until a more opportune time. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.' Truly I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of a hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. All right. In today's reading, we see Jesus being tempted. Now, Jesus was led out into the wilderness, and for 40 days, he did not eat anything. He fasted. This was a way of spending his time focusing on God, pushing himself, learning to overcome physical desires, and to focus entirely on God. So for 40 days, he hadn't been eating. And so this is when Satan comes to him. He's probably tired and hungry, and Satan begins to tempt him and says, "Oh, if you're God, tell these stones to become bread." Now, he knew that Jesus had the power to perform a miracle. But Jesus knew that it wouldn't be right for him to do this in his own way, to provide for his own physical needs in a way that abused his power, that didn't honor and glorify God. And so he said no. And look at how he said no. He resisted the temptation and pushed Satan away by quoting the Bible. He was very familiar with the Old Testament scriptures. He knew very well what God had said. And when he was tempted, he used that. He used scripture that he had learned to resist temptation. Next, the devil takes him up and shows him everything and says, "If you will worship me, I will give you everything." Now, this could have been tempting, because even at this point, I believe Jesus knew that in order to save mankind, he would have to die. It was a way out, a way in which he could possibly escape having to die, or at least so it appeared. But Jesus knew that there is only one who is worthy of worship, only God. He quoted scripture again. Again, he said, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." That if he had worshipped Satan, he would have been guilty of sin. He would have been worshipping something other than God. And that is a sin which would have made him unworthy of a sacrifice. He would not have been able to give himself. And so Jesus knew the truth. He knew that Satan was not worthy to be worshipped. He is not equal to God. And even though it may seem like an easier path, he knew that it was not the right one. And so, again, he quotes scripture. He quotes the Bible. Finally, the devil leads him to Jerusalem and says, "Oh, if you're God, throw yourself down from here. Jump off and show everybody." And again, Jesus resists it. Now, what's interesting here is that the devil actually uses the Bible against Jesus and tries to make it sound like this is what God was telling him to do. But Jesus knows the scripture well enough and chooses not to listen. He chooses not to do things in his own timing. But instead, he says, "No, do not put the Lord your God to the test." So he again quotes a verse from the Old Testament Now, as I look at the temptation of Jesus, several things stand out. First, we must realize that Satan loves to tempt us to turn from God in different ways. But one of the times that he tempts us is when we are weak, when we are tired, hungry, isolated, away from people. That is when Satan loves to tempt us and try to pull us away from God. That's when he chose to tempt Jesus. Second, I find it interesting what these temptations were. One of them, make bread and eat it, wasn't necessarily on its surface a bad thing. But Jesus understood that he had made a commitment to God, and he wanted to keep that commitment of fasting. Second, Jesus understood that he could not use God for selfish purposes. And so, in this context, Jesus knew that if he did this, he would be trying to meet his own needs in a way that was not right. And so we need to be aware that sometimes we need to look carefully at things and understand that there are sometimes times when even things that seem to be okay might be wrong. And here I think it was as much that Jesus had made a commitment and promised God that he would not eat for a certain period of time, and Satan was tempting him to break that promise. But it was also, I think, trying to tempt him to depend on himself and not depend on God. Next, when he takes him up and offers him things, it appears as if this is a way to get something. But Jesus recognizes that worshiping Satan would be wrong. Satan tries to offer him things in exchange for worship. And I think this is what he does for us. That if we will worship him, he will give us things that we like, things that we want. And sometimes it's not even direct worship of Satan. It's just focusing on him instead of focusing on God. Doing what he wants instead of doing what God wants. And in our lives, Satan loves to pull us away from God. He loves to pull us so that we are worshiping other things, putting other things above God. And God does not want that for our lives. So we must be careful. We must be diligent in seeking God and honoring God first. Finally, Satan takes Jesus and takes him up and says, "Oh, if you're God, prove it. Show everybody who you are by throwing yourself off of here and watching the angels come and rescue you." As I look at this temptation, it is a temptation to try to do things our own way in our own time, that often we are not patient. We are not willing to wait for God to do things for us. We are not willing to wait and do things God's way, but instead try to do things our way. And that's difficult. We need to be very aware of the Bible. But all throughout this, I think these temptations may have been, they were specifically geared towards Jesus, that Satan tempts us probably in much different ways. And I'd say probably the things that tempt us are more obviously sin. But either way, as we look at Jesus and what he did, I learn from it that the way that I escape temptation is through knowing the Bible and knowing what the Bible says is right and wrong, and using that to guide me, to direct me, and in the temptation, using Scripture to find the way to escape temptation. Now, next, Jesus returns to his hometown, and he begins teaching and preaching. And while he is there, he reads from the Old Testament, from the prophet Isaiah. And he talks about how this is being fulfilled in him. And people are amazed that he would say this. And he understands that they are probably not going to listen to him. Why? Because they say, "What? Isn't this Joseph's son?" You see, they've watched him grow up. They've watched him as a boy. And they can't picture him as being special, as being the prophet of God. And so they begin to question, and they say, "Huh? Really?" And Jesus knows that and knows what's in their heart. And he knows that in his own hometown, he is unlikely to receive the acceptance that a prophet or that a messenger from God should receive. And so he tells them, he says, "I know that you're not going to believe me, that you're not going to follow me. It's happened before, in the days of Elijah. It wasn't the Jewish people that helped him. It was actually Gentiles, non-Jews. In the days of Elisha, it wasn't the Jewish people who were healed of leprosy. It was actually a foreign general." And when they hear this, they're upset because they think that they are better than these other people. But the point is that they refuse to open their eyes and see Jesus for who he is. That he is God himself, come in the flesh to live among us. For me, I think the biggest thing that I pull out of today's reading is the importance of learning the Bible. And I pray that you will take Scripture, will take the Bible and learn parts of it, that you will memorize parts of it, put them in your mind. And when Satan tries to tempt you, use those things to resist temptation. You can serve God. You can follow him. You can live a life that pleases him, but only through Jesus and only through his word. Lord, I pray that today, as we are tempted, that you would help us to use your word to do what's right. Use your word to resist temptation and follow you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.